We grew up in an environment here in South Africa with a corporal punishment. We were caned. Physically punished by teachers. I talk about an incident in my first book, which I have shared with our listeners, which I have shared with you, where I was beaten in front of an entire school at morning lineup. I was probably 10 years old or 9 years old, somewhere around there. It had a significant impact on me. It would have had more of an impact on me had my mother not gone to the principal's home after school when I told her about it and beaten him up with a cushion because he was lying down with a migraine. She stormed into his room, grabbed his cushion and started beating him up. I think it would have had even more of an impact on me because it would have made me feel completely, completely helpless as a young child. But South Africa definitely does have a very uncomfortable history with corporal punishment. It does seem as much as we think that it is over, it is certainly not. Joining us on the line this morning is Aurelia Pearl Singh. She's an associate partner at HJW Attorneys. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I am well, thank you. The strange thing about this, about corporal punishment, is it doesn't seem to have gone away, even though we kind of think that it has.
Yes. So it was formally abolished in South African schools in 1996. However, there are many cases that constantly come up where corporal punishment is still being used as an effective form of punishment in many South African schools. And I think the reason for that is mostly around, one, it's, as you've mentioned, it's very much a part of our history. So it's a cultural thing. Many South African parents also support corporal punishment still being used in schools. And the Department of Education, in their protocol to end and deal with corporal punishment that's still ongoing in schools, is they view that as a delegation from parents where you are expected to discipline your children at home and not just rely on the school. So that's the one issue where it's a cultural issue and it's just ingrained engraved in parents and they still expect it to happen at schools. The other thing is just educators on the whole find it to be more effective and a quick fix to problems rather than the newer methods that have been prescribed in terms of the South African Schools Act in terms of punishment, because the punishment now is more rehabilitative in nature. So many educators feel that that doesn't necessarily fix your problem at that moment, and it's a more effective way to get learners to listen or to engage in whatever the activity is that they are trying to do. So generally, those are the reasons why corporal punishment is still happening. You'll notice as well in schools where it's not particularly, there'll be many schools that are generally in the public all the time, and that's because they may be private schools or they may be schools where they have wealthy parents, or anything that happens comes out in the media. So schools are very careful. However, schools in the more rural areas where parents are not very verbal, they don't get to get into the media when things like this happen, it sort of persists.
Right. And also I would imagine that often in rural areas, one of the parents or perhaps both of the parents, in fact, aren't even at home. They might be working in a city somewhere, which means that the child doesn't necessarily have somebody who has the energy capacity or the ability to take this on in the same way.
Yes, that's correct as well. A lot of the time, children are left with, sometimes it's other, it's grandparents or aunts and uncles that they're in the care of. And a lot of the time, it's an older generation who are not too fazed by corporal punishment. They don't necessarily know, first of all, that it is illegal in South Africa. And then secondly, they are more in support of it because they also still feel it's an effective form of punishment. So a lot of the time that is part of the reason.
Is there a difference between corporal punishment at home and at schools? Because often, and it'll be, if I open this up to listeners, I can tell you that a good majority will say a good smack every now and then is not going to do my child any harm. you know, we've had psychologists on who say that it will. So I'm not endorsing it at all. But you know, there is this notion that discipline is good for our kids, and as long as obviously it's not abusive or too much, then you know that's okay. It stays with many, many parents, and by extension, I guess it just moves over to the schools.
So the question, to answer the question, is there a difference between it at home and at school? That's definitely a yes. There is a difference. In South African schools, it's most certainly illegal to any form of corporal punishment, and it extends to a large variety of things. Something as people don't even realize, something as near as telling a child to wash their mouth out with soap. Mm. Which now has just become a phrase, but when it actually was happening, that is still considered corporal punishment. Whereas at home, parents are allowed to discipline their child with a little smack here and there. It's not necessarily considered to be outlawed. However, they are in the process, laws are in process in terms of evolving that and amending that, because it is being abused in certain circumstances. So at the moment, at home, you are allowed to smack your child, not something severe, not something that is considered to be abusive. So you are allowed to discipline your child in that manner, so far as it doesn't extend to the definition of abuse, where it actually will need to then be reported to a social worker. However, that even that little smack, that does not extend to school. Nothing is allowed to happen by an educator,
which is absolutely right. I mean, the concept, the idea that somebody else could harm your child is—it's just actually beyond belief that this went on whilst we were at school, and it was just an acceptable thing. It's just crazy.
Department of Education has actually likened it to gender-based violence, because the way they view it is that you are exerting power over someone to show authority, and that's not the appropriate way of dealing with something. So in terms of the South African Schools Act, they actually are prescribed methods of appropriate punishment. And it's all, like I've mentioned, it's restorative. It's to try and rehabilitate the learners, to understand what they've done. Whereas they view smacking someone is not giving them the understanding of what they have done is wrong and how to improve on it. So that is why it's viewed in the very same likeness of gender-based violence, which is just exerting power over someone when you are dissatisfied with something.
Absolutely right. I would love to hear from our listeners. Do you agree? Aurelia Pearl Singh, Associate Partner at HJW Attorneys, talking to us about corporal punishment. What are your thoughts on it? Do you believe that the schools should be allowed to punish your child physically? Do you believe that we are doing harm by not allowing it? I can tell you that from my own experience, which I spoke about a little bit earlier, I think it's a very, very dangerous road. I would love your thoughts, however. Aurelia Pearl Singh, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.